This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. President-elect Joe Biden and sitting President Donald Trump, like millions of Americans, stayed close to home to celebrate Thanksgiving quietly on Thursday as the coronavirus pandemic raged across the United States. Appearing with his wife in a video message posted to his Twitter account, Biden said his family typically holds a large gathering on Nantucket Island, but would remain in Delaware this year with just a small group around our dinner table because of the pandemic. President Donald Trump, meanwhile, renewed baseless claims that massive fraud and crooked officials in battleground states led to his election defeat, and said he'll go to Georgia to rally supporters ahead of two Senate runoff elections. Speaking to reporters at the White House after speaking with U.S. military leaders overseas, Trump angrily denounced officials in Georgia and Pennsylvania, two key swing states that helped give Biden the win, as enemies of the state, and claimed that they were culprits in vote fraud. The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade was held in Midtown Manhattan on Thursday, but not like in years past. We get more from AP's Ben Thomas.
This is what it sounded like in past years. This year, there were the big balloons in the sky, familiar faces like Snoopy, Ronald McDonald, and SpongeBob SquarePants, and marching bands on the street. But the annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade had the genuine look and feel of a 2020 event. Coronavirus restrictions in New York meant it was without the throngs of people usually scrambling for a view, or even the balloon handlers who normally hold the ropes. The balloons were attached to vehicles this year, and instead of the usual 2.5-mile route through Manhattan, it was all contained to the one-block stretch of 34th Street in front of Macy's flagship store. I'm Ben Thomas.
This is VOA News. The body of World Cup football winner Diego Maradona was driven in a procession from the presidential palace, where he had been lying in state Thursday, to Bella Vista Cemetery for the soccer legend's funeral. Mourners who had been waiting in line to pay their respects at the Casa Rosada clashed with police in nearby streets. Officers used water cannon to disperse some of those who crammed the city streets to say goodbye to their hero. Meanwhile, in Naples, fans streamed to the Napoli Stadium to say their goodbyes to the Argentine star, who died Wednesday of a heart attack at age 60. As England moves toward the lockdown finish line in early December, many will continue to face tight restrictions in the weeks to follow. AP's Karen Chamas has more.
The government announced details of three-level regional measures that will take effect on December the 2nd. UK Health Secretary Matt Hancock urged English citizens to stick to the rules.
To keep people safe and to keep the gains that are being made, more areas than before will be in the top two tiers. This is necessary to protect our NHS and keep the virus under control.
More than half of England's 56 million people, including London's 8.6 million residents, are in the middle level, where most shops, restaurants and leisure businesses can open with some restrictions. Another 23 million people in a huge chunk of central and northern England will be placed in the top tier. Under these, the toughest rules, pubs and restaurants can only serve takeout and delivery, and leisure venues such as cinemas and bowling alleys must stay closed. Karen Chamas, London.
Ethiopia's prime minister says the army has been ordered to move on the embattled Tigray capital after his 72-hour ultimatum for Tigray leaders to surrender ended. Abiy Ahmed warns the city's 500,000 residents to stay indoors and disarm. The United Nations says an increasing number of people continue to leave Mekele even after the deadline expired. They join tens of thousands of newly displaced people throughout the region that remains almost completely sealed off from the world, beyond the reach of desperately needed food and other aid. Alarm over the safety of civilians is growing, and the prime minister has rejected international interference. And Rome's airport will run COVID-tested flights to and from the United States, operated by Delta and Alitalia, adding it will be the first airport in Europe to offer the service on transatlantic flights. The hope is to avoid a mandatory 14-day quarantine that Italy imposes on incoming travelers. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.